Yo. Hey, thanks for stopping by. This is James DeLong, and I just took one of those five-hour energy pills, and I am off the wall bonkers right now. But that's a good thing, because I'm going to go through this kind of quick. But I'm also super excited about this topic today, because this is the building block. I mean, this is very, very... I can't stress how important it is for you to understand the fundamental portion of your marketing campaign, of whatever it is you're trying to sell or trying to get people to donate or sign up to, whatever it is you're trying to do. If you understand what a niche is and how to take a, you know, take full advantage of it, you're going to do really well, and I'm super excited to see that for you. So what is a niche or niche? Tomato, tomato, however you want to say it, whatever floats your boat. I like to say niche because it rhymes with bia. Well, besides that, here's the meaning of it. A niche could be described as some type of recess, an enclosure of some sort, something that's set back or indented. Let me bring us back to earth now. I like to describe what a niche is with real-world examples, so that way you can get a better understanding of it and how I exploit it, and also how you can do it as well, you know, and take full advantage of it. After all, I'm going to show you how you can cash in on your own niche, whatever that may be. And you may, like I said, a niche, well, actually, I didn't say it yet. A niche is very important because once you understand the basics of it, you might have a niche that no one's buying from or no one's, you know, searching out for. So you may have to jump ship at sometimes. But it's awesome, I mean, to know the basics first before you go any further and dump loads of money into it, which I know because I've done that already. So here's an example. You're in the golfing industry. You want to start making money, and you like to golf. You want to start making money in this field. Well, just a broad approach of saying golf, well, that's pretty vague, man. I wouldn't go that route. I mean, I can now because I understand how to chop it down into smaller portions. But if you don't, then that's where you're going to start losing a lot of money. You're going to get frustrated, and you're going to say, hey, this isn't for me. I don't want to do this crap anymore. But those that understand the fundamentals, which is the stuff that I'm going to be teaching you here, oh, man, you're going to love it. So you want to break it down into smaller portions. You want to put your efforts into little chunks one at a time. For instance, if I was going to hit the golfing industry, I would break it down to say, okay, golfing, what's smaller than golfing? I would go into, well, what I mean smaller is like what's within it. I would say left-handed clubs, lefties or whatever. Next, I would say the short game. I mean, it depends on how you want to target. I mean, I don't golf that much, but I know a little bit about it. So I'd say I would want to hit left-handed swingers, somebody that's having a problem with their short game. So I can make an ebook, or I can make an audiobook, a video, or anything like that, or whatever it is you sell, and I could teach that. By the way, I'm a big fan of info products. But besides that, you want to target that because why? It's less people searching for it. The traffic is going to be targeted. I mean, you're talking laser targeted because these people are doing searches on the search engine for left-handed short game, or I'm a lefty trying to golf better, trying to cut my, you know, strokes by five or whatever. But if you start targeting people on a smaller niche level, you're going to do really well. And then once you understand that, you can break it down to say, for instance, okay, now you do lefties with short game, then you do righties with short game, whatever way you want to go. Then you can go to the golf, because now you're bringing them all these little niches into your main golf, which you can have a golf site that has all these little niches here. And it's kind of hard for me to show you without any type of presentation, but kind of understand the basic of it. So understand, once you start doing a niche, you're going to have to do research. I mean, research, research, research. So don't be a fool. Don't just jump into any niche because it's something you like or already do. You're gonna be going into disaster if you just do it that way. So make sure it's something that people are searching for. Again, it's difficult. It's once you understand the way to search for it first. And again, I got videos coming up here soon that's gonna teach you how to do that. So you'll be well on your way to making some serious dough on it. But anyway, that's what a niche is, and that's all I want to talk to you today about, is to understand you need to break down your big niche or whatever topic you're working on into a smaller one. Example, exercise. Well, you don't want to go just straight exercise. You might want to go into abs. So that's another example of a niche. But anyway, I hope this video helped, or this audio helped you out, and I got a lot more coming. This is just something I'm doing for fun. So enjoy, take it with you, leave any comments, or let me know if there's anything I can help you with. Ciao, bella.